deal. But I think maybe we should slip in the word of the day, because it's going to be a very, very busy next couple of hours. We've got wonderful guests coming in, and you know, that just tends to fill up the spaces. And when the word of the day comes along, I know you've been waiting on the edge of your seat for it, because, well, it's become part of your daily routine, becoming more accomplished as an individual, more rounded, generally more educated and more refined. You see, all those superlatives. Now, the word of the day.
Yes.
It's an unusual one, but okay. I think it's an interesting one, and it is hagiography.
Hagiography.
Yeah. What it means, well, hagiography is biography that idealizes or idolizes a person and their life. Now, I mean, ultimately, shall we say, the book gives a good idea of his virtues without resorting to hagiography. That's how you would use it in a sentence.
In a sentence, okay.
Can you think of an example in practical terms? I suppose Herman Mashaba's biography written by that journalist that got paid $10 million,
yeah,
that might be considered a hagiography.
A hagiography.
Okay. And, you know, the second part of hagiography is familiar, the combining form graphy, which comes from the Greek verb graphien, meaning to write, is found in biography and calligraphy, among many others too. Hagio, however, is more unusual. It comes from a Greek word that meant holy, sacred. In ancient Greek, and more recently saintly, by way of the term hagiographa, another name for the Ketuvim, the third part of the Jewish scriptures. English's hagiography can refer to biography of actual saints, but is more typically applied to biography that treats ordinary human subjects as if they were saints.
Wow.
So you see where the analogy came from earlier, possibly, I'm just saying, you know, for a friend, asking for a friend. The word of the day, hagiography.